This is a featured UK Talk Radio top business.
Today we're finding out more about one of our trusted advisors, that's Neshla, and we're going to talk to one of Neshla's clients, that is Vicky. We'll find out more about the fantastic service that she received. Now, Vicky was in a situation where she'd lived overseas, and she was coming back to this country. She wanted some answers. She wanted to find out more about her future. We'll find out more about that successful outcome with Neshla in just a second.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
So today we're talking to Vicky, and Vicky, you were in a situation where you'd been living overseas, you came back to the UK, and you really wanted to confirm that was the right decision. You went to Neshla, so tell us about your experience and the answers you got.
I basically Googled a load of different psychics, mediums and clairvoyants in the area. And my reasoning being was to understand, had I made the right decision to move back from overseas? So I found Neshla just literally, like I said, by Googling her one day, and I'd obviously looked on her website, and there are a whole host of different testimonials on there, and she did a reading for me, which came across and reconfirmed to me that I had actually made the right decision. So for me, the reading was more about what my gut instinct was telling me. Was that aligning to what Neshla was going to tell me, basically? So that was part of the reason why I searched her out, or a particular person like Neshla, to reconfirm that back to me.
And that was quite good, because then you knew that you'd made the right decision, and I guess that made you feel a little bit more comfortable and you were able to move forward.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, that there is a, you know, everyone has got an intuitive sense about them. Now, whether you trust that or not, it really depends on the individual. And sometimes it is more challenging when you have got that, your own psychic ability, which is quite advanced. We should trust that, but we don't always. So going to a person that's independent, that has never met you, is that goes some way to reconfirming that, because there's no possible way they could know what they know about you. So I think it's she was very genuine and very caring and very kind and considerate, and it was easy. So I trusted her implicitly. She was telling me the right thing for my highest good.
And that's quite powerful, isn't it, as you say, because you'd never met her before. She didn't know anything about you. You also mentioned a reading. So just for anybody who hasn't had one before, just explain what that is.
I mean, there are all types of readings out there, and there are mediums, clairvoyants, psychics out there that all read in various different ways, depending on their levels of skill and ability. Whilst Neshla actually does use tarot cards, she doesn't necessarily need them, was my sense about her. She channels that information in any case. So it's just that the cards back up for the client so that they resonate, I think. So it's easier to talk to someone across a table when there's something visually in front of you. But the information that Neshla actually does give you comes from, you know, from within her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's kind of a psychic ability that she has. You mentioned that you went to see her about, obviously this was quite an important change in your life that you'd made. You'd come from overseas to the UK. Have you seen Neshla for any other issues since that time?
Yeah, I mean, Neshla has continued to read for me over the years, and I've always gone back to her on a fairly regular basis. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be going too regular, because probably you need to trust your own instinct and your own guide. However, I've had healing from her, Rahani healing, at times over the years, and she's a superb healer, as well as obviously a psychic. And to a certain extent, now moving into the realms of more mediumship as well. So she was able to bring my mum through quite clearly, not long after my mum passed. So, you know, over the years, her skill has obviously developed into a more refined psychic ability, not just the tarot cards, it's obviously moving more into mediumship, and she obviously had the healing capability anyway. So yeah, it's certainly moved on over the years and become more pronounced.
And obviously you've been with Nesla for many years, so you've enjoyed the experience and got a lot from it. Would you recommend Nesla to any of our listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've recommended lots of friends that have had readings from her, so, and they've not been disappointed as yet. And sometimes the challenge is the timing around some of the events that come up, but invariably, in most cases, they will happen as she has said that they will. It just might not happen in that person's time frame. And I think this is where sometimes the frustration comes in with clients.
Thank you, Vicky. And I think that's important, a little bit of patience.
This is a featured UK Talk Radio Top Business.